Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight in the inside, in the inside of me. Come fill my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you in the inside of me. Come fill my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. Come fill my life from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Feel my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Feel my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Feel my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Feel my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. 'Cause all I want is for you. For you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight from the inside of me. Come fill my life from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you. For you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Psalmist K. Kaylin, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for your time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speakers' bios. The theme for the year is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as was Minister Robin, as a psalmist, such as was Psalmist Kaylin, as a host, such as myself, or to share words such as we are going to hear in just a few from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. On Friday, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call, so please tune in. What brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The Morning Motivational Call, the MMC, is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and we will hear a fantastic informational program brought to us by none other than our power couple of health, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. To hear this call, the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. That number again is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294617. To avoid any charges, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Now, I'm going to introduce our speaker for the moment. This person is someone that is very familiar to us. However, she always brings something that we have not considered before, and I'm looking forward to hearing what insight she has for us this morning. I'm talking about none other than our prophet, Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown has a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She is in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. And she is also recently has informed us that she is a candidate for her PhD, and we're excited to hear that good news for her and hope that God continues to bless her mightily as he has done thus far. Kai is also the founder of, she founded Speak Life Christian Ministries, which is a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of our surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. Now, after I pray, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our prophet, Kai Brown. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you for allowing us to see another day, Lord. Thanking you for the health and strength that is coursing through our body, Lord. Thanking you for the time that you have given us to be here on this call, for us to hear from your anointed prophet and to feed our souls with the message that is coming forth, Lord. We ask that you that our prophet Kai be able to go boldly before us, that our ears be open, our hearts be open, and Lord, that we may hear and absorb what it is that she has for us to say. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Janice, for that warm introduction, and thank you for hosting our call. And of course, we want to give reverence to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, and of course to our TMC family for being here with us each and every day. And of course we give all praise, all glory, all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. We are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. And we wrapped up, the assignment is relationship with God this past Monday, and we are moving on. And as we were talking about the assignment is relationship with God, he had me, we're going to move on to the assignment is worship. The assignment is worship. And you know, we just come out of resurrection season, and we just, you know, we give God the glory because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we want to worship him, because without him, where would we be? So we count it all joy. We count it all joy. And we're going to look at the scripture in James 1. 2-4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So you count it all joy when you fall into various trials, because if you think about it, as we fall into those various trials, and they are going to come, those trials and tribulations, those testing points, and those seasons are going to come. And the best way to work our way through those things is to worship our Lord. If we worship our way through, keeping our eyes on our Savior, and not focusing on those trials, then we can worship our way through those things instead of worrying our way into deeper and deeper despair. So if we worship our way through, then we are focusing on God instead of worrying our way into a situation. So let's first look at a definition, or a couple of definitions, of the word worship. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines worship as to honor or show reverence for a divine being or supernatural power, to regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. Biblical worship is defined as the cerebral pursuit or mindset or emotion, biblical worship is defined as an act or attributing reverence or homage to God. Worship is the act of attributing reverence, honor, or homage to God. So if we are spending time attributing reverence, homage, or honor to God as we are counting it all joy as we are going through various trials and tribulations instead of focusing on the trial or tribulation. If we are spending time giving God the glory, as Psalmist Kalen, if we are focusing on glorifying God, if we are focusing on lifting God high during those times, as we are counting it all joy, as we are lifting God high, as we are going through the storm, if we are allowing those things to produce patience and focusing on the things of God instead of focusing on the storm, then we are walking through the situation and counting it all joy. If we have an intense adoration of God during that time, then we can't be focused on the situation or the circumstance. If we are looking to our Lord and Savior instead of looking at the situation, if we are counting it all joy and understanding the assignment is worship, then we aren't focusing on that thing that is producing perseverance, that is producing patience, that is perfecting us. See, we are getting tools for the tool belt. And instead of focusing on the things that is producing the result, we are focusing on the Creator. See, if we focus on the Creator, if we focus on God, if we focus on lifting Him high, if we focus on Him, instead of focusing on the situation, then we can count it all joy. Yes, those things hurt and they cause pain and it does hurt. And I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm not saying we don't lose focus sometimes. But if we count it all joy during the process, see, because it is a process. See, God is working some things in us that we will need in our next situation, in our next circumstance. See, God is building the character that He desires in us through these storms, through these trials, through these circumstances. He's preparing us for that next thing to come. But in that preparation, if we look to Him, if we look to Him, if we focus on Him, then we are able to count it all joy. We are able to understand the assignment. We are able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are able to focus on the things that are important and learn the lessons we need to learn. See, but if we're focused on the situation and the storm, if we're focused on the things instead of the Creator, then we stay in the things longer because that's what we have our eyes on. See, the longer we focus on the storm, then that's the only thing we see. And we can't move past it if we're looking at it because all we see and all we can do is be in it because that's what we're looking at. So you can't move through a situation if you're looking at it. You can't take a step forward if you're looking down because all you see is the thing that you are in. So the longer you look at a thing, the longer you are in it. See, it's not until you look up that you can see the way to walk through. As long as you are looking down or at, that is where you stay. So in order to worship God, we have to look at Him. Psalms 95 and 6 says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down." See, because if we bow down before him, then we can spend the time focused on him, and he can give us the direction that he desires us to go when we get up and walk through. See, we have to be willing and obedient and worship him. Biblical worship is not just cerebral. It's not just in our mind or emotional exaggeration or mystical consciousness. Worship is the presentation of our entire being ignited by the Holy Spirit. It's Romans 12, 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, my brothers and sisters. I appeal to you, therefore, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your whole body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable worship. And do not be conformed by this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove which is your acceptable and reasonable worship. I beseech you, therefore, come on now, my brothers and sisters, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship. God is not asking you to do something which is unreasonable. He is asking you to do something as reasonable, where he did something which is unreasonable by going to the cross, that we may be returned to right relationship with God. He is asking for something reasonable for the unreasonable, for us to give ourselves to him wholly, because he gave himself to the cross to return us to relationship with God. He is asking for our worship with our whole self, mind, body, and spirit, because he gave himself to the cross to be nailed to the cross so that we can be returned to relationship with God. Our worship for his giving himself completely for us. Count it all joy when we have a little trial, and it may not seem little to us at the time, but considering what he did for us, what we suffer is small. It may not seem small to us at the time, but considering what he sacrificed, the pain we suffer is small. But if we think about it, the trials we face, we get to worship our way through it, knowing that we already win. But if we worship our way through the trial, see, we've been given the end of the story already. See, we have an advantage that Christians like Peter and Paul did not have. And if we think about it, see, when Peter betrayed Jesus, he didn't know that he already won. When he denied Jesus and said he didn't know him, he didn't already know he won at the end of the book. He didn't have a book to refer to. When he said he didn't know Jesus three times, he didn't have a book to refer to. We have the book, and we know the end of the story. So when we worship in spirit and in truth, knowing that we win. So
So when we're facing a trial and we are told to count it all joy, we should count it all joy because we know that we win. So we should be able to worship our way through any test, trial, or tribulation because we know that we have eternal salvation in the end. We know our relationship is cemented if we stay steadfast in God. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is worship. But the hour is coming and is now when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such worship. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. Let me read that again. But the hour is coming and is now when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. See, we've been given the mandate not just to worship him in spirit, but to worship him in spirit and in truth, because doing one or the other is not acceptable. We have been given the mandate to worship him both in spirit and in truth. See, we have been given the blueprint. To worship him in spirit and in truth. One without the other just won't do. Worshiping him in truth without spirit is legalism. Worshiping him in spirit without truth is flight of fancy. We have to do both. We have to allow the truth to inform our spirit and worship him in spirit and in truth. We have to. And worship is not just about music. We have to understand it's not about song. It's part of it. But we worship him with our whole being. That is what Romans 12:1-2 is about. We worship him with our whole being. The assignment is worship. And when we count it all joy and we take the time as we fall into those trials to worship him through them. See, if we are looking at the trial, we get stuck in it. If we're looking at the storm or the circumstance or the situation, we will get stuck in it. But if we take the time to worship him as we are going through whatever it is we have come to, if we worship him in spirit and in truth with our whole being, if we do Romans 12:1-2 through James 1:2, if we do Romans, I just need y'all to get this. If we do See, the Bible is an action. The things in the Bible are not meant to be passive. If we do Romans 12, 1 and 2, through our James 1 and 2 situations, we can count it all joy as we fall into those trials. See, if we count it all joy in the trials by performing Romans 12, 1 and 2 through it, we can then walk through those circumstances and situations. We can count it all joy through those trials. We can worship God in spirit and in truth through our trials and tribulations and present ourselves as a living sacrifice, which is reasonable considering that Jesus went to the cross for us. See, we can live out the things in the Bible. We can practice those things in the Bible if we walk them out as we worship the Lord. We can then count it all joy. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get stuck in the trials and tribulations. I want to walk through them because we know they're going to come. Of that much we are insured, because the enemy is going to bring them to us. Everyday life is going to bring situations, circumstances to us. That is just a part of living. I'm going to stop here, and the next time I come before you, we will continue on Count It All Joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is worship. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. Let us pray over our prayer requests and of this week. Heavenly Father, we first like to thank you, Lord, for the word that you sent forth this morning, Lord. Allow it to feed us, Lord, until we want no more, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord, with it, so that we can go forth and do as it was requested for us to do, to count it all joy, Lord, and to worship our way through when we are confronted with situations, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and ask you that you pour back your virtue into Prophet Kai as she poured out to us, Lord. Strengthen her and keep her and continue to allow her to be your mouthpiece. Lord, we thank you for the providence that you demonstrated over the life of our minister, Darrell, Lord, when he was in this accident yesterday, Lord, that his body did not come to any hurt or harm, Lord. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you showed him. Lord, we are asking for your comfort and for your healing power, Lord, for Bailey, Lord, as he goes through his challenge and he waits for his diagnosis from his biopsy, Lord, that all would go well, Lord, that all that are involved with him, their hands that touch him are hands that know you, Lord, and that all will be as you would have it to be, and you will call him healed. Lord, we ask you to comfort Emma and Jose as they continue to deal with the side effects of COVID, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them your peace. We also ask, Lord, that you continue to work your miracles on baby Alexis, Leslie, as she continues to grow and prosper in ways that that are miraculous and that are evidence of your power working within her. And Lord, we ask for rest for Camilla and Tina, the daughter of Emma, and the parents of Leslie, Lord. Allow them to feel your peace and your comfort and to clear their minds of all worry and doubt, Lord, to allow them to restore their strength in you. And, Lord, we ask you also to bless our 10-day fast that we're in the process of, Lord. Allow us to move from the physical realm into the spiritual realm, to not emphasize what foods we are eating, but to emphasize the growth that we are experiencing because we are turning ourselves towards you, Lord. And lastly, Lord, we thank you for the promotion that you have caused to take place recently and within our TMC family. We thank you for Minister Tiffany and her winning of the small business startup category in a competition that she had entered. We thank you, Lord, for Prophet Kai and her acceptance in a doctoral program, Lord. We thank you for our founders, Lord, and our co-founders, Lord. We ask you to continue to strengthen them and keep them as they lead us, as you would have, as you direct them to lead us. We thank you for all these things. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Prophet Kai, would you come back and give us your benediction?
Thank you. And don't forget, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for yet again allowing us to come and sit at your feet and get a word from you. Lord, as we leave this call but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we just continue to allow you to lead and guide us. Father, continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we love you, adore you, and just continue to just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. Father God, thank you for being God all by yourself. We love you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.